This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Nancy Harrison. She is the Director of Development for Youth Bridge. And you are not a stranger to this program. You've been here before.
Absolutely. I've come on several times to promote several of our events and to talk about Youth Bridge. So I am not a stranger.
Not a stranger, but for the purposes of this conversation, let's again explain what Youth Bridge is.
Okay. Basically, Kyle, we have three main services. We have shelters, we have counseling services, and preventative services. Our population is kids, really. That's 10 to 18 years of age, a small population of 18 to 22, and I'll talk about them in just a minute. But we work with those kids that we consider at risk. They have perhaps been in some little minor trouble with the juvenile court system, and they're at risk of totally dropping out of school, going into criminal behavior, just meandering towards substance abuse, and just the kinds of behaviors that really aren't good for youth to, you know, to get involved with. So these youth, we will do either residential or outpatient. Now, the residential, and that's our shelter part, we have five. We have two emergency services where that Department of Human Services will come on board, and they might give us a child that's been taken out of the home because of abuse or something, you know, along that line. And we have three transitional living programs. Two are for, one is a group home for 18 to 22, that population I talked about. And then there's a 16 to 18. And then there is what we call the apartments. It's kind of a step up from the group home. But the homeless population, just to kind of talk about that for just a second, has really been an issue in Northwest Arkansas. Over the last 2 years, it has risen almost a little over 40%. There's the University of Arkansas Point in Time Study, the homeless point in time study you're familiar with. In 2009, it was 600 youth under the age of 18 who were homeless. The one that just came out this year, it was 1,000. I mean, it's incredible the amount of youth that are homeless. So our programs will address those teen homelessness that are in Northwest Arkansas. Let's see, in our last transitional living program is our substance abuse. It's a residential substance abuse for 26 boys from the ages of 10 to 18 years of age who have been referred to us from the Department of Human Services because they have been in a little minor trouble. And so most of it centers around alcohol and drugs. And so they're placed in our program and they go through a very intensive program before they're released back out into the community.
Youth Bridge has been around for some time.
Oh, yes. We've been around for over 45 years.
Over 45 years. And I have never seen the specific graph or chart, but I'm sure in those 45 years, you've rarely seen, if ever, a dip in the amount of people needing your services.
No, it's really risen. I mean, the amount for everybody who are in youth services, you've really seen a tremendous increase in the need to be able to work with youth. And part of it, I believe, is because kids today are facing so much stress, and kids really don't handle stress that well. And so when you've got kids that can't cope with stress, they tend to go towards drugs and alcohol. It's escapism. They tend to have more family conflicts, and the family, they get out of the family, they say, oh, I'm going to run away, I'm going to do this, and they act on it. And they drift towards criminal activity, they drop out of school. It's a huge problem in not only Northwest Arkansas, but in the nation, but particularly we've seen a huge increase in Northwest Arkansas.
I know that as the need has grown, infrastructure with Youth Bridge has been unable to keep up.
Yeah, so we are crammed, and that's really unfortunate because there's so much need. In fact, we are entering a capital campaign to be able to build a much larger facility on Don Tyson Parkway. And we hope to be able to grow this 30% population, be able to work with them. And we want to grow our outpatient, which is a pretty large part of our of what we do at Youth Bridge. We will see a little over 3,000 youth in a year.
3,000?
3,000. Last year was 3,092. And it's just been escalating, going up. And so with our new facility, we're going to be able to do so much more and save money, which is we're spread out right now all over the place. We have so many different satellite offices. Our staff are among different buildings miles away. So by enabling us to be able to be together, we're going to be able to share services, make it more impactful, be able to handle more kids, be able to handle more families. And we're really focusing on that family element as well. well.
So that's where the, not outpatient, what would I call that?
Yes, outpatient.
Out-client?
Yes,
or
outpatient. Like, that's where you see the big focus, in intensive outpatient, where we might not just do just straight counseling, but we work intensively with the family, looking at behaviors, looking at, you know, how they interact, what the dynamics are, helping parents be more in control and empowering them to be able to work with their own child, because nobody gave us a book when we started having children. And so you do the best you can, but sometimes you just get lost and think, I don't know how to handle this particular situation. I don't have any experience. So that's where YouthBridge comes in, is to really help with that modeling and help coach those parents and be a mentor. This is what you need to do differently, or this is a real positive thing. You need to continue doing more of that.
And the Capital Campaign, that's that brick campaign.
Yes, it is. It is bricks and mortar. We right now have a complex that when we complete it in its entirety will be a $20 million complex on 40 acres. And we're doing it in phases. Phase one will be three buildings. We'll have our outpatient counseling center. We will have our school and education center. And then we'll have our substance abuse residential. And so right now we're in a very big crunch because we sold our property on Crossover, and now to be able to purchase our land on Don Tyson. So the owners, the new owners of our property, want us to move out so they can move in, which is understandably. And so we have a temporary construction loan to start that residential building, but we're $150,000 short. $150,000 short. And so I'm really doing a big plea is that we need your $5, your $1, your $10, your $1,000. You know, we just really need to have some help to be able to finish that part of construction so we can move in September. So we do have a brick campaign in which you can go to our website, which is www.youthbridge.org, and look on the site about, you know, how you can purchase a brick. Bricks are, they can come by $250. You get your name inscribed. It'll be placed right in front of that area where people enter to go into this particular facility. So
you want to have that money by September?
Yes. We really want to have a good pledge towards that.
Okay.
We're working very hard with our board of directors and looking at different kinds of plans. We are talking with foundations. We're talking with a lot of people to look at the strategy to be able to get that $150,000. Now, once that happens, that doesn't mean we're stopping, because we have the bigger phase, phase one with those three buildings I mentioned, in which the substance abuse residential facility will be even bigger than this temporary shelter that I'm talking about right now, that we need $150,000. But for that one, we need a $1.2 million. We have, from the state of Arkansas, a bond pledge. And so it will pledge about $8 million, and we have to come up with $1.2 million. And so we've got a varied mix of working with some very key funders and sponsors to look at some naming opportunities, you know, for that. So hopefully in the year we'll be able to make some large announcements.
More immediate in the near future is one of your annual fundraisers, the Breakfast Boogie.
Yes, it's Breakfast Boogie time. And this is really kind of an interesting concept. This is our fourth year to be able to host it. And so what we do, we want a very relaxed kind of fun environment. And so we decided to come up with this coined idea from my brother-in-law, I'll give him credit, for a breakfast boogie in which we have a band. This year it's Boom Kinetic. Oh, we're so excited to have Boom Kinetic. We'll be at Powerhouse Restaurant and Grill out on the patio, some Cajun-themed food with some signature, you know, beverages that we've had for the last 4 years. And we do this thing called Balloon Pops. Balloon Pops are our version of a silent auction. So we have all these gifts, and we number these gifts, one through however many we have, and we insert that number, a number, into a balloon. And the participants purchase a balloon for $20, pop the balloon, they
see
go,
what you get.
See what you get. And there's just been some wonderful you know, prizes that many people have won. It becomes a popping frenzy, I've learned.
And you can buy more than one balloon?
Oh, you can buy as many balloons as you want. I learned my first year, I thought, well, this may not take off, so I'll just do very limited. They were gone in 5 minutes. Mm. So I've learned my lesson that now that's kind of a fun thing. It's kind of gets you going. People start popping to see what they have.
It's a Powerhouse Seafood.
Powerhouse Seafood, yes.
In Fayetteville.
And it's at 10 o'clock. The doors will open at 10 o'clock. We will actually start serving about 11:30. The band will start playing at that time. And like I said, we're just going to have fun. We're going to talk about Youth Bridge. We're going to eat some great food and pop some balloons and just have a very relaxed kind of